The apse was very skillfully constructed, using stones from the sarcophagi in the structure of the walls and large marble blocks for the buttresses and corners. You will perhaps notice that it's absolutely impossible to guess what the interior looks like. You may perhaps remember the horseshoe design of the apsidioles. Here, the apsidioles have a polygonal layout, and the central apse has a rectangular layout. These are followed by a series of setbacks and re-entrant corners, accentuated by the two projecting buttresses of the chancel apse. Move forward a little so that you're in line with the chancel. A Romanesque arch connects the two buttresses of the central apse, forming an alcove where the centre window opens. Notice the capital on the right. You will see that it's decorated in the same way as the capitals you saw at the entrance to the apsidioles, with four large angle leaves. On both sides of the Romanesque arch are two pairs of vaults, built in false squinch arches. This arrangement makes the elevation simpler. This makes it possible to cover everything with three roof levels that you'll be able to see better by moving back to the cemetery wall. From here you can see how the roofing of the apsidioles forms the first level of the roof. An intermediate level forms a wave structure to join the projection of the largest squinches. And from this second roof, the semi-dome of the central apse emerges, its roof in five sections. This layering creates a progressive ascent to the tower. The elevation of the apse is striking because of its majestic harmony and skillful use of volumes. This is no doubt one of the best and most original examples of Romanesque art in the Pyrenees.